Now on Vision Australia Roundup, we come up to Ballarat in the west of Victoria. Yvonne Clark is the team manager at the Vision Australia Centre there. Yvonne, let's start by telling people about the day program that you operate out of Ballarat.
Hi, Stephen. Yes, we are in the west, and on today, a day like today, we're in the cold, wet west. Stephen, yes, our day program. We have a day program here that runs 4 days a week, so anyone with a vision impairment that thinks they might like some socialisation with others through the day. We run Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from start and pick up. It's a pick up and drop home service, and there's a two-course hot lunch provided on the day. So if anyone's interested and they think they might like to even just come and try, they're welcome to do so. We have lots of craft activities, and we have some both men and women who do woodwork and pottery, and other craft activities, quizzes, all those sorts of things that help to fill in the day. But I think one of the main things that a lot of our clients get out of day program is that socialisation and just mixing with other people and getting out and about once a week.
Once a week for several hours a day sounds pretty good.
Yes, they have a ball, I must admit. Some days we all sort of wander in there and join in, and they have a great time.
Mm. So the best way is to contact Vision Australia at Ballarat?
Yes, contact us, and as I say, if people would like to come in and have a look or come and have a try for a day or two, they're most welcome to do so.
You've got a big open day coming up in November, early November.
We have, and talking about that in August seems a little bit premature, August, September, but it will soon come around, the way the time is flying these days. And on that day, it'll be an expo and an open day. Throughout the day, we'll have different people talking on eye conditions and some of the other services that we provide as Vision Australia, and we'll have little half-hour workshops on some of those things and some very interesting guest speakers, as well as we'll have an exhibition of different technologies and some of the equipment that's available through several of our suppliers available on that day for people to come and have a hands-on look at and a bit of a try at. Yes.
That can be really useful, because we hear about these things, we hear people talk about them, but to actually put your hands on it.
That's right. One of the things, Stephen, that we had a phone call here the other week, that's a very excited client who'd actually barcoded a pack of cards, and the barcode reader has a set of earphones that she was using, and for the first time in about 10 years, she could actually have a game of cards with her husband, and she rang us from New South Wales. They were away on holidays, and she rang to say that they'd had their first game of cards and she'd won. And just how marvellous it was using that simple piece of equipment that reads the barcode.
It is remarkable what technology can do these days.
It is.
I know a lot of people say that. It sounds a rather glib thing to say, but every now and again you hear a story like that which highlights it.
That's right, and it can be some of the very simple equipment that makes a lot of the bigger difference, Stephen. It doesn't have to be big, expensive equipment that people need to purchase either.
Let's move away from playing cards to your walking group.
Yes. Even though it's, as I say, it's cold and wet here in Ballarat at the moment, the walking group are still meeting each Monday at the centre here in Howitt Street, at 1300 Howitt Street, and they head off. At the moment, they're doing parts of the walking track between Ballarat and Skipton, which is a little town probably about 40 kilometres away from Ballarat. No, they're not doing it all in one go, but people are, their walking group is sort of splitting that up into nice little walks and walking that rail track at the moment. And if the weather's not really good, they do a quick walk around the streets here in Wenderee and go somewhere for coffee after.
One more thing I wanted to ask you about is your low vision clinic in Ballarat.
Yes, we run both optometry and orthoptic low vision clinics, and if there's anyone that thinks they could do with some new magnification or some stronger magnification, those clinics are running, and they just need to contact us to make an appointment to see someone to assist with their reading and daily activities and get into one of those clinics. Yes.
Yvonne Clark, team manager from Vision Australia in Ballarat. Look forward to catching up with you next time.
Thanks, Stephen. Look forward to it.